Today is Thursday, August the 4th, 217th day of the new year. Joining us this morning is Humboldt County Undersheriff. Not like hiding in the closet or under the table, Sheriff, but the Undersheriff, Bill Hansel.
That's right. Thank you for having me, Brian.
You know, it took, I wonder how many people understand what the position undersheriff is instead of assistant.
Right.
Or, you know, something that's more commonly used in the business vernacular.
Right.
I mean, undersheriff kind of, undershirt, undersheriff.
It's a traditional name, basically.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, it is.
From the old days?
From the olden days. And basically what I like to do is I like to compare it to a business model. You know, the sheriff is the CEO and the undersheriff's COO. So I run the operations side of things.
So you're a pigeon then? Oh, there are dots between the letters. Okay, I gotcha. Our quote this morning, quick get into the show, comes from Tom Robbins. Disbelief in magic can force a poor soul into believing in government and business.
Nice.
Oh, yeah. So what's keeping you busy these days?
Well, we are definitely busy at the sheriff's office. You know, we do have a lot of crime, and this is marijuana season. But
is there a season?
Well, it is the outdoor season, yes. So people have been very innovative in Growth 365 here in Humboldt County, but the outdoor season is a busy time of year for the sheriff's office. But we also see a uptick in crime associated, violent crime. And then also we've seen a lot of...
Related to the outdoor season or just the number of hours that the sun is up?
No, I believe it is contributed to the outdoor season because we have a lot of people that come in to assist in the outdoor season. The trimmigrants is what they're often referred to.
Assist. They're the guys with the wheelbarrows dragging the cement around, right? They're assisting.
That's right. The labor force is huge, and so they have to bring in a lot of people. A lot of people are in search of that that quick and easy money. And so they come in, and then there's a lot of, since it's a cash business, a lot of people like to take advantage of that. And so we see a lot of robberies, drug ripoffs, at this time of year too.
Well, and now that the show is summarized.
Yes.
It was interesting. Estelle was in last week and she said she's getting complaints from Bryceland and the Bridgeville areas that Highway 36 is too busy right now. There's too much traffic on it.
Yeah.
And I thought, how curious, but you guys get to play in that area a little bit with CHP.
Yes, we do. You know what, CHP is ultimately responsible for the roadways, but, you know, we are patrolling all over Humboldt County, and I was at the Bridgeville meeting, and it's an interesting dynamic. People are complaining about the soil trucks, the water trucks, and the very large lifted pickup trucks with the piles of soil in the back.
Oh, like that's changed in the last 3 years. KINS News and Information Time, it's 8:19.
You've never heard us before because we're something brand new. It's called Destination Radio. If you live in Ferndale or Gold Beach, Blue Lake or Klamath, Brookings or Eureka, you'll be looking for someplace different to take the family, something special to do next weekend. The best destinations for day trips and overnights, for hiking or biking, for beachcombing or birdwatching, and you'll turn to us for ideas, because you're the reason we're here, to help you find your close-to-home destination. Stay, play, and relax with us. Destination Radio.
Good morning, KINS News and Information Times, 8:23. We're back to talk shop this morning with Billy Hansel, the undersheriff for the County of Humboldt. Traditional, huh?
Yes. Long tradition.
Oh, okay. You probably used to be the guy who would pull the cart with the sheriff of Nottingham sitting back.
I don't know about that.
Or when the horse supply got thin. They were always stocky young men.
Yes.
Oh, it's interesting to hearing
the discussion about the meeting that you and Estelle had gone to, the concerns that these folks have
right.
about 36. It seems to me it was the same arguments we had in the 70s and the 80s about, once I'm here, close the gate. Don't let anybody else come in. Did you have a tough time not smiling? Or kind of sitting there and kind of covering your mouth, smiling because of the irony of the discussion and the fact that it's kind of cycled through a couple of times. And, yeah, I heard this one. Yeah. We just are filling in the blank now with something else.
Right. Now, this is the reality. You know, in the 60s, you know, marijuana came into Humboldt County not because the ground was just right, because the climate was just right to grow marijuana. It's because of the geography and the remoteness.
San Francisco. Yeah.
Close to San Francisco. They came from San Francisco. They grew here. And just they wanted to be left alone, really. And then you grew a little bit more and you could sell to your friends in San Francisco. And then next thing you know, people saw this as a profiteering business and things got bigger. And now it has spiraled out of control. Now, the people that started these, you know, small marijuana grows, they see what's happening now. And a lot of them are, you know, up in arms. And they're actually, you know, becoming very pro-law enforcement. And they're actually, some of them are actually calling us and reporting the mega grows and telling what's going on the inside.
Now, is that because they're concerned for the safety and welfare of the general community? Or is that because they're concerned of their own safety? Or look at all that supply over there. Boy, if that thing ever comes to fruition, I'm not going to get as much per pound as what I can get if they don't.
I think people have seen the downgrade in society in general. I think Southern Humboldt's a prime example. I think you see Garberville now and Garberville 30 years ago, and I think it's very, very different. And the people that have seen
the transition. You don't see too many cowboy hats anymore, do you?
You don't. And, you know, people got along in Garberville 30 years ago, and there was a common bond, and we knew and they knew that there was illegal businesses out in the hills. But people kept it private. Now it's very much in your face. And then also because of this industry that's fueled by greed, we have a lot of people that have come in from various places in the United States and in the world trying to get a part of that. And you have, I think, an increase in homelessness and people that have come in with various social needs. And you see, as a private example, Garberville has a huge homeless problem now, transient problem. You have people that, you know, are addicted to drugs and alcohol and that are just feeding off the system. And the locals don't like it. So
I'm sure that comes as a shocker to everybody.
Yeah, right.
But it's interesting you're saying throughout the U.S., I think we've all heard, at least, you know, I've been talking a lot about, you know, the international stuff, you know, hearing from folks, you know, the Bulgarians and the Polish and all the various drug cartels. I'd not heard other places in the country because Oregon is legal. Colorado is legal. Washington is legal. The proponents are saying, oh, it's going so swimmingly smoothly there.
Right.
Why would somebody want to come to an area that it wasn't? And then also deal with the competition, guys that have AK-47s and don't have any compunction about using them. Why would they come here instead of Southern Oregon, for example?
Well, I think people believe in, you know, they hear about Humboldt County. They hear about, you know, because it's promoted, you know, they've had the pot cop shows. They've had various documentaries about the marijuana industry in Humboldt County. And it's kind of been glamorized a little bit. And people think that they can come here and find a job. Or
so
get a
college?
Part of the scene. And yeah, it's college students.
Okay.
They're also college students on summer vacation thinking that they can make, you know, $200-$300 a day trimming weed, being a part of this 420 lifestyle, and then get back to school in September and have a wad of cash to make it through to ski season, you know, to where they can work the
spring break, huh?
Right. But also what we've seen too is we've seen international students coming here on passports and
not the international kids going to school in America.
No, they're coming here and European? On vacation. Yes, European.
Okay.
And also getting involved in the trimmer scene, and so they get here, make their money for, you know, a month or two, and then they're out, and they see it as a, you know, as just a, I guess, an interesting time to experience the marijuana culture.
So it must come as kind of a rude shock when they're just walking up and down the sidewalk and nobody is hiring them.
Right. Yes. And so, and then that's the biggest thing. People get here thinking that's happening, that there's jobs. And then when there's no jobs, then they wind up, you know, if they don't have a means of income, then they can, you know, wind up homeless or, you know, getting into some other industry.
Okay. That was kind of like the tease, wasn't it? Some other industry. Okay, well, we'll have to pursue that one when we come back. When we come back. KINS, News and Information Time, it's 8:30.
Do as a community to make Humboldt a better place to work and live? The answer is to make sure our kids are literate, able to plan financially, move forward in their education so they are better prepared to enter our workforce, and become contributing and productive members in our society, community, and economy. How do we do it? Through the Decade of Difference Initiative. Visit decadeofdifference.org and find out how you, as a parent, student, or business owner, can help. It's the Decade of Difference. Be part of it.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Times, 8:35. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Bill Hansel from the Humboldt County Sheriff's Department. Talk Shop presented by Redeck and by CDH Painting. Okay, so we have all these topics here that you said in the beginning. We have yet to touch on any of them. Congratulations. Okay. Good job.
Well, hey, you know, dance around the words here.
Yeah, so some other industry, I believe, was the magic phrase that you said as we were going to break.
That's right.
Those coming here for the marijuana industry and end up in some other industry.
Right.
Now, I haven't heard that the mills have been hiring that much.
They are actually hiring.
There's a little bit, yeah. The fishing fleet, not so much so. Tourism, okay, a little bit. What are you concerned about, or what are you seeing that these folks who come here for one thing don't get it? Are they staying? Are they moving on? Is there some other activities that they're getting involved with that are as concerning?
Well, one thing I want to say is I know a lot of people that are hiring right now. There's a lot of businesses, the county.
Drug-free.
You have to be drug-free. That's the big thing. And a lot of people can't pass a background or a drug test. But there are so many opportunities for people here in Humboldt County that if someone wanted to get a job, people will train you and to teach you a trade here because we just don't have enough. The marijuana industry has sucked a lot of the personnel,
or contaminated a lot of the personnel,
or contaminated.
Yeah,
right. And so, some other industry, you know, with these, I would rather these people go to the kids. Kids, I should say, college students.
I know. Does that bother you?
It does. I'd rather they go to school. Right now, HSU and College Redwoods have it set up to they can go to school, but unfortunately, is they look at some other way of creating money in business, and we do pay attention to Craigslist and the personal ads, and we notice that those are going up, and we believe prostitution. Is not just found, you know, in downtown of one of our major cities.
You're not going to say anything, are you?
So I think
most of us remember Second Street as the red light district.
Okay. So, but prostitution is in every town, but we see it more of being, you know, those personal ads on Craigslist, Backpage, those kind of things, and
Your guys' call for service, have you seen shifts, geographic shifts in the last, say, 3 years? So since you came on board, you had what was. Are you seeing trends and shifts of what's going on now that are either head-scratching or disturbing of where the calls for service are coming from?
Yeah, we're getting a lot of calls for service, you know, just outside of the incorporated, you know, cities, just in the greater Fortuna area, Scotia, outside of McKinleyville, Mad River, you know, those areas where we see an uptick in homelessness, people camping out, and, you know, thefts in those areas.
Is it simple trespass or is it more?
People are trespassing. People are camping where they shouldn't be camping. And living where they shouldn't be living, but also they're stealing water. We've had a lot of thefts and property crimes in these areas, and so we do see those kind of trends. And we don't see it, you know. We once saw homelessness just in Eureka. You know, a lot of the services were generated around Eureka. A lot of homelessness in Eureka. There's homeless countywide now. Southern Humboldt, Willow Creek are all experiencing homeless issues.
Now, those are also the areas where we've heard that people who are the Trimmigrants are going looking for jobs not successfully.
That's right.
So they just plop and drop?
Pretty much. They get together with some kind of scene. There's homeless group camps, and then they get part of that scene, and they just stay. You know, I think there's been some people that have started advertising saying, there's no jobs here. Don't come to Humboldt County if you're looking for a Trimmigrant job.
A little pushback.
People have pushed that out on Facebook, and
you guys didn't sign that personally, did you?
We didn't.
It wasn't you guys. Okay.
Yes, it wasn't us. But there are people trying to get the word out, saying if you're coming here just to work in the marijuana industry, you know, don't come.
Is this the marijuana industry saying that?
I think. Well,
it would be kind of interesting to see that twist around.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I'm really not sure. But I think
so you're on Craigslist, but you're like me. You really can't operate when you're on there. I find this stuff out. Okay.
No, I think it's like the Garberville Chamber of Commerce. You know, those people that see the darker side of you know this green rush. So
a counter PR campaign,
right,
to come here and enjoy your summer.
Right.
Too bad we didn't get rain every once in a while in the summer.
I know. Make it too comfortable.
Yeah, clean it up a little bit. Mm-hmm. KINS, News and Information Time, it's 8:41. We'll be back with more from Billy Hansel.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:46, final segment this morning with our undersheriff, Mr. Hansel.
Thank you, Brian.
Oh, boy. I'm going to have to do some research before you're back, dude.
Yeah, I guess so. Long tradition.
Before I know you keep saying that, like, not my fault. You mentioned in the intro that you wanted to comment a little bit about child abuse. Are you seeing a bump in child abuse? Is it active? Is it passive? You know, just leaving kids and walking out?
Or it's not just
what's going on here?
It's not just neglect. You know, we've in Humboldt County, we've had a lot of neglect cases. We've always had a lot of neglect cases, but we're seeing an uptick in both physical and sexual abuse cases against children, and which is strange because summertime is usually our slowest time because mandated reporters are mostly the teachers, the schools. And so they see kids coming back from summer vacation and they report what they see. And but this summer we have unfortunately received a lot of reports.
So what's the trigger on this one?
You know what? My personal belief, it has to do with our drugs addicted society. I think really, you know, we know that, you know, heroin and methamphetamine and then prescription medicine is being abused all over the county. And, and people are still having babies. And I believe that, you know, people are out of their right mind. They shouldn't have their children. And we see a lot of abuse, and we see, you know, the children being turned over to sexual predators, and it is horrific. So
they're turning their kids over?
Yes, because they're valuing really? They're valuing the drugs more than their own children.
Okay, why don't we have more police-involved shootings?
Why don't we?
Yes.
Are you trying to change the topic?
No, here? I'm saying, okay, you find some jerk that's done
gotcha.
That, they're not, you know, there's going to be a situation.
Yeah, unfortunately, you know, it's part of our job is, you know, we have to take every case and not get emotionally tied to it and
oh boy, you're
well, oh it's
you're,
tough
you're connected to those you see
oh
that,
it absolutely
there.
It is, and it's that's what makes our job so difficult is because we see the horrific side of society and we have to maintain our level of emotion and we feel for the children that are being abused that they will never ever recover from something that horrifically happens to them like sexual abuse. And we have to take the case and we have to prove in a court beyond a reasonable doubt that it did occur. And my biggest, you know, issue is, you know, in the state of California, that child has to take the stand and testify. So we're going to have a 6-year-old, 7-year-old child testify in court about the horrific acts to them with the person who perpetrated the acts standing in the courtroom with them. And so it is... I often, and I've made this a priority in our detective bureau, is to investigate these type of cases because we have to almost prove them like a homicide case. We have to prove like the victim's not going to be able to testify. So how much supporting evidence can we get to support a victim's testimony? Because, you know, as an adult, can you imagine taking the stand and talking about your last sexual experience? And we're going to ask a 6-year-old kid, but you get it.
Yeah. I don't understand why they have it set up that way. You know, I know you face your accuser and all that
right.
stuff, but I'm sorry, a 6-year-old isn't your accuser.
I know.
Huh.
Yep.
Well, I'm glad it's your job, not mine.
Thanks, Brian.
Yeah. And I think so does the community.
Yeah.
See you tomorrow morning.